Tuesday, April 7, 1987, the middler class.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah.
Today, I blew it. And I feel as if I've been hit by a truck, run over by a tractor, and dragged by a horse all at the same time. This has been one of those nightmarish days that we hear about and read about and pray we'll never have. I feel as though all of life and every demon in hell have conspired to make this day horrendous. Nothing has worked out right. I am being engulfed. The day is drowning me. Some days, it's easy to trust and to love, but this is not one of those days. It has been intolerable. I feel as if God has gone fishing, and there's nothing I can do about it. I've never felt such spiritual pain. Does God care that this day feels like a bleeding wound? My head tells me he does. But my heart cries so loudly it cannot hear my head. If God cares, and I know that he does, maybe he's only asleep. But they say God never sleeps. Why then this hopeless feeling and this helpless pain? Nothing is working out right. Everything I've tried to do has failed. Success is nowhere to be found. Failure. Every place I turn, I'm up against a wall. The car needs repair. The insurance is due. The dentist bill is leering at me. There isn't enough money to meet all the demands. The cleaners lost a good dress. My doctor of 25 years is retiring in 4 weeks, and my hairdresser has been hospitalized. We had an invasion of sow bugs. They're ugly little creatures, and my diet isn't working. I'm starving myself and feeling deprived, and my clothes don't fit. Even my pantyhose are tight. I feel like a failure. A great big giant-sized failure. Earlier today, with a calm, quiet spirit, I tried to right a wrong. Who of us can right a wrong? I failed at that. No one seemed to understand or even care that I had a hurting heart. The phone has been ringing all day long. My friends are failing too. They were listening for the logical thinking and the practical ideas, even intelligent advice that I'm sometimes able to give. But this is one of those days when everything is flying apart and I have no counsel or comfort for myself or my friends. The refrigerator is empty and the cupboard shelves almost bare, and I do not want to go to the market. The house is filled with the rocking and banging, clanging noise of my neighbor's stereo. I want to run away. My head is pounding, my blood pressure must be higher than the sky, my nerves are screaming, and the tears are gushing down my face. In complete frustration, I drop to my knees and cry, Lord, I really messed up. I feel like a rat caught in a trap, pushing, pulling, struggling to be free. Please, Lord, forgive me. Please, free me from this trap. I don't want to mess it all up like I did today. Lord, I have to come to you so often, pleading for forgiveness again and again. I come to you begging for your forgiveness. I've been so caught up in the miseries of life that I didn't spend enough time with you today or yesterday. Please forgive me for today. One more time, Lord. I need to be forgiven. My attitudes are wrong. My thoughts, so petty. My feelings, so bitter. My desires, so shallow. Tomorrow will be better. I'll find success from the failure of today. I am almost hysterical when I barely hear him say, "Again, my child? You failed again? I don't remember that you ever failed before." Sing with us now.
Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters when the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God.
More in number than the hairs of my head are those who hate me without cause. Mighty are those who would destroy me, those who attack me with lies. What I did not steal, must I now restore? O God, thou knowest my folly. The wrongs I have done are not hidden from thee. Let not those who hope in thee be put to shame through me. O Lord God of hosts, let not those who seek thee be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel. For it is for thy sake that I have borne reproach, that shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brethren, an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for thy house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insult thee have fallen on me. When I humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. I am the talk of those who sit in the gate and the drunkards who make songs about me.
But as for me, my prayer is to thee, O Lord. At an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of thy steadfast love, answer me. With thy faithful help, rescue me from sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters. Let not the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for thy steadfast love is good. According to thy abundant mercy, turn to me.
Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me.
Draw near to me, redeem me. Set me free because of my enemies. Thou knowest my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My foes are all known to thee. Insults have broken my heart so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their own table before them become a snare. Let their sacrificial feasts be a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out thy indignation upon them, and let thy burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one dwell in their tents, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and him whom thou hast wounded they afflict still more. Add to them punishment upon punishment, that they may have no acquittal from thee. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high.
I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, or a bull with horns and hoofs. Let the oppressed see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own that are in bonds.
Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and his servants shall dwell there and possess it. The children of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell therein it.
To the Lord. With my voice I make supplication to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit is faint, thou knowest my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. I look to the right and watch, but there is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for me. I cry to thee, O Lord. I say, thou art my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Give heed to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to thy name. The righteous will surround me, for thou wilt deal bountifully with me.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry by day, but thou dost not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet thou art holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In thee our fathers trusted, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried and were saved, in thee they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and no man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He committed his cause to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet thou art he who took me from the womb. Thou didst keep me safe upon my mother's breast. Upon thee was I cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, thou hast been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. Thou dost lay me in the dust of death. Yea, dogs are round about me, a company of evildoers encircle me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my raiment they cast lots. But thou, O Lord, be not far off. O thou, my help, hasten to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion, my afflicted soul from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you sons of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you sons of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted,
And he has not hid his face from him, but he has heard when he cried to him. From thee comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Yea, to him shall all the proud of the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust. And he who cannot keep himself alive, posterity shall serve him. Men shall tell of the Lord to the coming generation, and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, that he has wrought it.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in meadows green and leads me beside the quiet stream. He keeps on giving life to me and helps me to do what honors him.
I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a new song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes his Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. Thou hast multiplied, O Lord my God, thy wondrous deeds and thy thoughts toward us. None can compare with thee. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire, but thou hast given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then I said, Lo, I come, and the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Lo, I have not restrained my lips, as thou knowest, O Lord. I have not hid thy saving help within my heart. I have spoken of thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy steadfast love and thy faithfulness from the great congregation. Do not thou, O Lord, withhold thy mercy from me. Let thy steadfast love and thy faithfulness ever preserve me, for evils have encompassed me without number. My iniquities have overtaken me till I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be put to shame and confusion altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt. Let them be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. But may all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. May those who love thy salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Do not tarry, O my God.
Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise him, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna.
burnt offering. I will pay thee my vow. That which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to thee burnt offerings of fatness with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what God has done for me. I will cry aloud to God, and God will extol me with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. God has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because God has not rejected my prayer, or removed his steadfast love.
Let us pray. Dear God, hear our lament. Dear God, hear our praise. The Lord answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard them with favor, your burnt sacrifices. May he grant your heart's desires and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your victory and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know the Lord will help his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with mighty victories by his right hand. Some boast of chariots and some of horses. but we boast of the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. Amen.